All right, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the Tyler Brown Show. And we're going to talk about more events that has been occurring, more bad news and good news. But if you haven't tuned in to the other episodes, make sure you tune in, listen to them, and show love, tune in, check it out. But let's get into today's topics. R&B singer Akon is building a real-life Wakanda that's worth $6 billion in Senegal. Award-winning R&B singer Akon is going ahead with ambitious plans to build a futuristic city in Senegal. On Monday, Akon laid the first stone for Akon City in Boding Park, 100 kilometers from Dakar, the country's capital city, and said work will begin next year. "We are looking at Akon City to become the beginning of Africa's future. Our idea is to build a futuristic city that incorporates all the latest technologies, cryptocurrencies, and also the future of the African society." Now, as we know, Akon has been planning this for some time now and building the city. It's been in the talks for some time, but according to the report, the work is going to start next year. And I'm kind of excited for it to see how it comes out. And it's kind of inspiring what he's doing for the African country, because as we know, Africa has been struggling with all the earthquakes and the country being destroyed and children starving out there, and what they've been going through and all the stuff that happens out there in Africa, because there's a lot of bad stuff that happens out there, killings and kidnapping the children and stuff like that. So for him to be building a country or city that's going to be like the real life Wakanda with all the technology like in Black Panther is very inspirational. And I like what he's doing. I like the idea he has and putting his investment in this. And I can't wait to see how it comes out. And it's be very interesting to see how that city and society is going to flourish with him building it. So we just had to wait till they start building, wait till the work is done for the results. On to the next topic. A false 911 call in New Jersey could lead to more jail time if there is bias. Making a false 911 call based on someone's race is now a crime in New Jersey. Governor Murphy signed legislation Monday making a crime to place such a call with the goal of intimidating someone based on race or another protected class, such as religion or gender, using the threat of a 911 call or police report as intimidation tactic against people of color is unacceptable. Murphy said. With this should have been the law, honestly, because stuff like this happened all the time where occasionally, on a regular, people make the call, usually tend to be white, make the call against someone in color who's minding their business, and they make it seem like they're a threat and they're doing something, and then they don't serve any punishment for that, for making a false call just because of someone's race, which is unacceptable at all and doesn't make any sense. Like, they're minding their business, they're doing nothing to you, but you just the racism in your heart just is saying, just make the call and just to see them locked up. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, I'm glad it's a law now. It should have happened a long time ago. So, if you want to risk making a false call, you better think about the time you could face in jail for doing it in a fine. So, I'm glad this is a law, but it should have happened a long time ago. But thanks, Governor Murphy, for signing off of it and getting it passed through as a law. On to the next topic. Texas plane crash kills 20-year-old woman and her parents. A plane crash at the Colta Airfield in Bryan, Texas on Sunday left 3 passengers dead and another seriously injured. Bryan Police Department identified the victims as David Walker, 54, Tamara Walker, 51, Victoria Walker, their daughter, who's 21, and the 4th occupant was Texas A&M student Luke Armstrong, who was Victoria's boyfriend. An accident occurred at 2:30 p.m. Police responded and found the plane on the south end of the runway. Now, this is very, very unfortunate that the girl and the parents got into a crash and lost their lives, but the survivor, Luke Armstrong, he survives and is in serious condition at the hospital. And this kind of breaks my heart, because last time I heard about a plane crash was the plane crash that Kobe was on and the 9 passengers that died. RP to Kobe and to the 9 victims. But my prayers go out to their families for this tragedy, because it's very unfortunate that the plane crashed and none of them survived except for the boyfriend, Luke Armstrong. So it just sucks that they're gone. And there's just another unfortunate tragedy, another accident that led to more lives being lost. So in a better place now. And life still goes on. But my condolences go to the family as they grieve this tragedy that they have to go through have to go through and face, which is your worst nightmare for an accident to come with, to happen like this and not for them not to come back and never see them again. It's very unfortunate. On to the next topic. Now, I've been seeing this trending on like social media and stuff like that, and I'm surprised this didn't make the news. The news didn't really pay attention to it, but U.S. Marshals find 39 missing children in Georgia during Operation Not Forgotten. Authorities have found 39 missing children in Georgia during a two-week effort to rescue endangered minors. Operation resulted in the rescue of 26 children and safe location of 13 others. During the operation, authorities arrested 9 people, cleared 26 warrants, and filed additional charges for alleged crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violation, drug and weapon possession, and custodial interference. Some of the rescued children were believed to have been victims of child sex trafficking, child exploitation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, and mental health conditions. The children ranged from 3 to 17. And a statistic fact that every 40 seconds, a child goes missing in the U.S., accounting for 765 missing children a year. Now, this is very crazy, as 39, that's a lot of children missing, 39 go missing in the operation. I'm glad that they were found and that they're all safe and none of them was hurt or harmed or killed. But sex trafficking goes on all over the world, where people make profit off children and doing, I guess, whatever to get a profit, which is very sick, because how in your head you think this is right, or how do you feel the need to do something like this in your head? Like, what if it's your child that's going through this? Like, why are you putting other children's lives at risk and taking them away from their parents, and the parents crying every night and worried about if their child is safe or if their child is hurt or harmed or possibly even dead in any case. But in this case, they all survived, and I'm glad they've been found. And it's crazy, because children go missing every day. Every day, as I said before, every 40 seconds a child goes missing. And that, for a count, over 765,000 children go missing a year. Remember that number, 765,000 children go missing a year. That's almost a million children go missing a year due to stuff like this. I can't imagine what the children are going through, how they feel, scared. The young children, they shouldn't be going through this, and this probably is going to affect them for a long time and their mental health. And they probably won't ever be the same again after going through something like this. I can't even imagine the position that they're in and how they feel. And it's going to affect them in the long run, and they definitely might need help when they get older, because they won't get over what happened to them when they were young, as they went through the sex trafficking and being missing for a while, and God knows what with those. The people that had captured them, did with them, cut their lot, tortured them, raped them possibly. So this is definitely going to affect them for a long time. And I just hope they get better and just stay safe out here for all your children. Protect your family, friends, and loved ones. Cherish the time you have with them, because one minute they could be here and the next minute they could be gone. So the news should definitely cover this. I didn't see this on the news anywhere, but they definitely should have covered this, because this is a very big case that should have been big news coverage that should have been covered, because this is ridiculous, and you don't want to see children go missing and go through stuff like this at all. So I'm just glad they're safe with their families now, and I hope they never have to go through something like this ever again in their life. Now on to some NBA playoffs from the games last night, as the Celtics beat the Raptors 102-99. As Boston take the 2-0 lead, Tatum with 34, Smart with 19, Jaylen Brown with 16, OG Anunoby with 20, Fred VanVleet with 19, Pascal Siakam and Serge Ibaka with 17 each. Now, the Raptors did play a better game in this game too, but they just got to pull it out in the end and be in the clutch. And like, Siakam, you're the best player. You shouldn't be scoring those 17 points. You should definitely be putting up more points. I mean, it's all up to old. They let them in control, but I still believe in the Raptors to turn it around. I mean, if they lose the next game, the series is over, but I still believe they can turn it around. But they need to make some adjustments and make it quick before they end up getting sent home in the second round and not moving, advancing to the conference finals, Eastern Conference Finals. And for the next game, the Nuggets and the Jazz, as the Nuggets went 80-78, as Denver wins the series 4-3 to move on to the second round. Jokic with 30, Murray with 17, Porter Jr. with 10, Mitchell with 22, Gobert with 19, Clarkson with 10. Now, this game was very low scoring, as the first half, it didn't look that good. The Jazz were down 14 and couldn't buy a basket, but the second half, something started picking up and the game got close. I mean, we didn't see a really explosive game from Murray or Mitchell, but Denver is the 12th team to come back from a 3-1 series lead. And they advance to play the Clippers in the second round. And Utah is going home, unfortunately, after blowing a 3-1 lead, which looked like they had in control. But Denver wanted it more, and they proved it. And they won the series. So now they're advancing to the second round of the playoffs. And the games tonight, we have the Bucks and the Heat, as the Heat try to look to take a 2-0 lead in the series. And hopefully the Bucks kind of play and tie the series up 1-1. So I picked the Bucks to go to the conference finals, and I picked them to win in 6. So hopefully they step it up and turn it around. And we have game 7 of Houston and OKC. That's going to be a very close game going down to the wire. And I'm rolling with OKC. I picked them to win the series. And the winner of that series will face the Lakers in the second round. I mean, that game could go either way. It all depends who wants more or gets more stops and who puts the ball in the hoop. But I'm definitely rolling with Chris Paul and the Thunder to pull out that win. So this is pretty much it for today's episode. Tune in for more daily episodes, as I'll be posting them out and sending it out. This is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.